Well, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the agenda. I am Dave Bernstein, your host, and got a call last week from a gentleman that I've had a chance to meet before, and he said, you know, and I hope you don't mind me telling the story, I've been here for 6 years at this organization that we all know, and I've never been on the agenda and would love to come tell our story. And I said, I know we've had the folks on from your organization in the past, but I can't believe it's been 6 years. You are darn right. We need to get you on the show just as soon as possible. And Dave Tosh was kind enough to clear some time in his schedule for this afternoon. Dave Tosh, who is executive director of the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center, is our guest. Dave, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it, and hope you had a great apple blossom.
Well, thanks so much for having me. And yes, I did walk the parade on Saturday as a part of the Appalarians, and I got to walk with my hometown float, the Cashmere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand that it's Colonel Dave Tosh.
Yeah, so I am retired military.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. My wife reminded me to mention that because you know her. And but you've been at the Senior Activity Center for 6 years at the helm. And there's so much that they do in their community, in the community. We're going to talk about how some folks that I'm not a senior, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, kind of the branding and how we kind of think of ourselves, because there's so much going on there. But you do have an event that's right around the corner. I know you would have loved to have been saying, hey, we've still got tickets, but there's only one pair left for your big crab feed coming up here, right?
Yeah, we've been doing the crab feed, all-you-can-eat crab feed at the Senior Center for 13 years. And as things go in the Wenatchee area, it's word of mouth. And the word has gotten out that we have a great crab feed. And now people are scrambling to get tickets. We put the tickets on sale last week on Wednesday, the 1st of May, and it looks like we'll have it sold out today.
I think these crab feed events go pretty well around here, the different organizations that put them on. But this is one of your chief fundraisers, and we want to kind of dive in a little bit on how important fundraising is for the Senior Activity Center. Because other than maybe your lunch program, you pretty much have to rely on all the volunteer efforts and fundraising that you can put together. So, again, thanks to everyone who's bought a ticket and is supporting your crab feed. But you've got other fundraising endeavors throughout the year as well.
Yeah, we are an independent 501c3 nonprofit. And because of that, we love our independence, but we have to figure out how to pay our way. The only outside money we accept is from the government for the senior nutrition program. And we do serve the meal Monday through Friday right at lunchtime and have a great meal. The meal is prepared right there in our commercial kitchen. And we average about 100 folks for lunch every day. And we have some really big days. We have a Western Day. We have a Birthday Friday. And a lot of you in the community have been out there kind of aware of all of that. But it's some of the folks out there may not know that we have this lunch program, and I want to appeal to them.
Yeah, we'll talk about lunch here in just a little bit. But tell us about some of your other, projects where you're trying to, where you raise funds. I know your craft fair is one. I know you kind of probably rent space out to the vendors and things like that. You have a thrift store as well.
Yeah.
These are important fundraising sources of revenue for the Senior Activity Center. Without, of course, we probably wouldn't have a Senior Activity Center at some point.
Yeah, we have a great facility, and we just celebrated our 25th anniversary last year. We've come a long way. I know that I talked to the first director. I talked to her periodically, and when they first got the thing going, they didn't really have a good source of income to keep everything moving along. And so over that 25 years, we've kind of figured it out. We have the primary fundraisers that we just spoke about. But our thrift store is also absolutely critical to what we do there. And I think the word's gotten out pretty well on our thrift store. We're seeing a lot of younger shoppers now. But it is our profit center, and that's where the bulk of our resources come from, is our thrift store, which is located at the back of the building on Maple Street. we were trying to advertise to the younger folks out there in our community that may not know that they can come and shop at the Senior Center thrift store. I'd say about 80 to 90% of our donations come from seniors. It's very high-quality merchandise, and although we're squeezed for space, we have redesigned it over the course of the last several years and have many more customers now frequenting the Senior Center. As far as other sources of income, obviously we have memberships available for the Senior Center as another source of income. We have a travel program, a very viable travel program that's another source. And then we have these fundraisers, separate fundraisers that are sprinkled in throughout the year.
Of course, you have your big craft fair at Christmas time, which is probably about, well, I hope I don't want to hurt anybody else's feelings, but one of the most popular holiday craft bazaar events in the region.
Yeah, and it normally takes place right after Veterans Day on a weekend. On a Saturday, actually. It's not the entire weekend. We're just there that one day. We have Foothills Middle School common area that we utilize for vendors along with the Senior Center itself, and have close to 100 vendor spaces. But it's another event that the word of mouth has gotten around town, you know, that it is a great event. And now we've noticed that a lot of other craft fairs happen on the same day because folks make the rounds. And throughout the community, and Antioch even has one that day.
You mentioned, we're talking with Dave Tosh, who is the executive director of the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center. The thrift store, there's a lot of competition in the thrift store business, because you're in the thrift store business.
Yes, we are.
A lot of competition, and, you know, is it kind of hard to keep the word out there that you're in the thrift store business around here, Dave?
Well, it's, I think, been somewhat of a challenge in the last few years to get the younger shopper out there. Because it's a senior center, there's a lot of misnomers about what we really are. And we've used our webpage, we've used Facebook and other advertising mediums to get the word out. And we're seeing some really good results with newer shoppers coming in. So it's not for seniors only. It is open to the community. We're open from 9 to 4 on weekdays and 11 to 4 on Saturdays. But it, like I say, pays our bills, and we've got a lot of those because we are independent. We have to maintain and take care of our facility. And we just replaced the roof here a couple years ago. Our parking lot has to be maintained. We take care of all of that. And so the thrift store, again, is very, very important to us.
What is it, if you don't mind me asking, operationally take to keep the lights on, keep the building open and operational? Are you open 7 days a week?
we have a lot of activities ongoing throughout the weekend, but our official hours, no, we're not. It's Monday through Friday for the doors to be open for the public. But we've got a lot of stuff sprinkled in there. We do rent space out. We rent our social hall and other large rooms for families that want to have a service of some sort, or a birthday or a wedding anniversary, what have you. We do rent that out. We also have dances. We have live music every other weekend, and it varies between winter and summer whether we do it on a Saturday evening or a Sunday afternoon. Right now we're doing Sunday afternoons.
But pretty expensive proposition to keep the lights on and the building functioning and maintained and all of that over the course of a year?
It is. Obviously, we've got water bills, we've got power bills, we've got garbage bills, we've got a lot of maintenance expenses. I'm very fortunate to have a great maintenance guy that knows facilities really well, and it takes care of a lot of the labor involved. But you know, the building's 25 years old. It takes a lot of resources to make sure that we're keeping it up, and we've done a good job doing that with a lot of volunteer help.
Hopefully, no major capital improvements projects right now. Or are there? You know, anytime you own a building, there's always something big coming along. Anything in the works?
Well, we are working on one project right now. It's a walk-in freezer we'll be able to access that from the kitchen area, and we don't have a lot of extra space in the building, so it's going to be positioned outside of the building. And we are raising some money for that right now, and we should have that done by the end of the summer, we hope. But it gives us a lot more flexibility with storing frozen food items. We get a lot of donations. We also can buy in bulk and then maybe eliminate some of the residential freezers scattered about that take up a lot of space.
Let's talk about lunch now, and then after our break, we're going to talk about how and we've both you and I have already used the phrase a couple of times. Well, younger people might not think they can come out to the thrift store, or how people perceive the word senior and senior activity center, or what goes on there. But we'll get to that after the break. But let's talk about lunch right now. And I know from another employee that works for our company here, whose wife runs the Quincy Senior Center, your facility offers lunch, and anyone can come. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to be of a particular age. So tell us about this lunch program out at the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center.
Yeah, it is the Senior Nutrition Program is what it's referred to, and it is subsidized by the federal government. We have to add money to it to provide a really nice meal, including a fresh salad every day. We think that a lot of folks in town are not aware of this program, that you do not have to be a member to come there. It's a $4.50 suggested donation for those 60 and over. If you're less than 60 years of age, it's a mandatory $8, and that's all because it's in contract with the government that we abide by all of their standards and procedures. But we serve a full course meal Monday through Friday right at noon. The plates are delivered to your table, dished up and brought to you, so you don't have to be moving around too much. If you've got a situation with mobility, we welcome anybody with mobility issues. And Link Transit is very busy at lunchtime, bringing a lot of our visitors to lunch and then picking them up after lunch. So that's another capability that exists. Yeah.
So, and again, if you're over 60, you can take advantage of a reduced price, but you'd like to see as many folks under that age or younger people, even teenagers or maybe some youth groups come out and enjoy the enrichment of engaging with some folks that could share some history with them and perspective on things, I'm sure.
And we've worked at that. In fact, just last week, we had three students from Foothills Middle School that were working on they called it a Make a Difference project, where they brought dessert to the seniors. And so I thought that was pretty nifty. They called us up one day and said, we would like to come over and bring some dessert. And we said, yep, no problem. Come right over. We try to be very flexible in how we handle folks that want to visit and come over, entertain. We got a lot of students that will come over and entertain us. We had the robotics club from Foothills come in here about a month ago. And it's good to have the younger folks coming out and seeing what goes on, and the seniors love that, of course.
You mentioned that sometimes it gets pretty crowded there. On a typical day, on average, over the course of the week, how many people are coming by and taking advantage of Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center lunch program?
Well, it's more than just the lunch program. I'd say average we average about 100 people just for lunch, but it's all the activities before and after. Some of those folks participate in lunch as well, but some people just come for lunch and that's all. That's fine.
That would make you one of the busiest restaurants in town. I kind of think about that.
It's a busy place. But we do have theme days. And, for instance, it'll be a week from tomorrow, we have our Western Day. We serve a pot roast with all the trimmings. And we'll have close to 180 people for a lunch like that. We have a birthday Friday, the third Friday of the month. We serve cordon bleu and all the trimmings. And so we tend to get a few more people out there for those days. But every day is a great lunch. And we have a menu that's put on our website. We also have a newsletter. And we just ask that people tell us ahead of time that they're going to come, because some days we serve 70 and some days we serve 180. So we need the help there.
My goodness, I should have had lunch before we had this conversation, because the microphones may pick up a little grumbling tummy here. We're talking with Dave Tosh, who's executive director of the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center. Want to ask how the facility has changed. You have a dance floor, but it doesn't, it kind of serves as a health club these days, and that's kind of the nature of a senior activity center, as Dave told us, and we'll talk about that and how a facility that got started by seniors for their needs and how that has all changed. And, boy, if you want to go somewhere exotic and interesting around the globe, there's a great travel program now. Senior Activity Center is probably a place where you would enjoy being a part of if you maybe can just kind of get past that that word senior, which sometimes maybe stands in the way of a great place that you'd like to be a part of. So Dave is our guest. Dave Tosh is a Senior Activity Center Executive Director on the agenda.
Get your economic state up to par with Dave Ramsey.
Nate Bernstein on the agenda today, 12:34, and we're kind of diving into the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center. Dave Tosh is the executive director. And Dave, is there, would you say, a little bit of, a stigma around the word senior in that a lot of folks who maybe have lived here a long time think, well, that's not a place for me, I've reached a certain age, but, I drive a kind of a cool car. I'm real active, do a lot of, interesting things, but, that's for the older folks. Just kind of have a little bit of a stereotype of about what a senior center might be. You got to share the story that, maybe you can leave out the names to protect the innocent, but it is a great story because I think it's illustrative of maybe some of the challenges senior activity centers face, namely yours.
Yeah, so I get asked all the time, and I'm not kidding, I'm not joking. This is what people say. How many residents do you have there? They believe we might be a rest home or a care facility of some sort. We're not. But I get asked that question among old-timers all the time. I also get it from the folks that are 90-plus saying, well, I'm not ready to go out there and hang around those old people. And so, yes, we believe there is somewhat of a stigma attached to the word senior. But the great story I have is we have a king and queen at the senior center. It's been a tradition from where we started out back on Arondo Street back in the 70s. We have a king and a queen. And they ride in the parade, and they represent the senior center in so many ways. And we've got a great couple this year. And he tells this story about how him and his wife always did business with the post office downtown. And when the post office moved out to Maple Street here a couple years ago, they were driving down Maple Street, and they saw this building, and they weren't really sure. They knew the name of it, but they really weren't sure what it was and what it was for. Now, these folks have been in our community for a long time. And so one day they see the sign for the thrift store, and they find the thrift store in the back of the building. They're in there shopping, and they do some shopping. And then they come back a couple times as they do business at the post office. They drop in. And then one day at lunchtime, they hear this noise coming out of some other part of the building. Well, it happened to be our lunch, and we do have a lady who is volunteers to play the piano, but there's also, we tell jokes, we do all kinds of things at lunchtime. And so they ventured down the hall, and they realized, oh, they have lunch here. And then they investigate it, and they find out it's only $4.50. It's a full meal, and so now they're one of our regulars. But it took them some time to figure it out, even though we advertise it, we talk about it. A lot of folks in town know what it is and talk to their friends. But I just found it interesting that it took that much effort to figure out what we really were, that we were not a care facility.
How has the facility changed? I mean, when it was built, it was built by the senior community at the time in the Wenatchee area. And, well, we got to have a dance floor. That was kind of the social aspect of it. Got to have a dance floor, but that dance floor is still used for dances, but quite often for a lot of other things now, mostly health and fitness activities, correct?
So, yes. Again, we've evolved over the years, mainly because of the changing generations. But the senior center got started in the late 70s down on Arondo Street, and they had the annex that's just east of the of the current YMCA. They had a little place there, and that was the senior center. And they had to have a senior center in order to serve a meal. You had to have a place to serve it. But they also had a little floor in there. They tried to dance in there, and it got real crowded real quick. The city fathers, Earl Tilley was in town at that time, and some others got together and looked around to find a place for a senior center. And then it so happened that a lady that was a part of the group had some property, and as they laugh about it, out in the country, at that time Maple Street was in the country. And so they got the land donated. They raised a lot of money. The Bill Stewart, the president of Wenatchee Valley College at the time, became the chief fundraiser and organizer, and they raised the money, and they got the building built. But I'll never forget reading through a lot of the materials and the old news clippings and all. The dance floor was the number one priority. In fact, they had a dance before the building was completed to raise the last amount of money to get the project completed. And so we were talking the World War II generation, which dancing with the live music is a big deal and still is. And we still have live music dancing at the senior center. But we see the dance floor being used for a lot of other activities, mostly exercise-related, because the baby boomers really want more of that.
So what kinds of things are you likely to see taking place? It almost, as we talked out in the lobby, sounds like, you're kind of a restaurant at lunchtime, and you're kind of a health and fitness club now quite often as well in terms of activities.
Yeah, I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to satisfy the needs of two different generations at this point. And so it presents a lot of opportunities for a lot of different activities. And, when I look out on that dance floor in the mornings, we've got aerobics going on. We have many of the people in town are familiar with the SAIL program, Stay Active and Independent for Life, and we have volunteers that do that. We have Tai Chi, and we have different levels of exercise, most of which are conducted out on the dance floor.
We're talking with Dave Tosh, who's executive director of the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activities Center. What do you think that seniors find attractive about these sorts of activities? After all, I mean, there's other places where they can do this. Is it because that's become kind of their social hub now? They're maybe going there for lunch. They go to the thrift store. They're meeting their friends. I'll take my Tai Chi class there now. I'll do my low-impact aerobics there as well. You're kind of becoming a one-stop shop for them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we see a lot of folks that come early in the morning, and they'll participate in exercise, then they'll have their lunch, and then they'll go back and play cards. We have pinochle, we have bridge, we have canasta, we have jokers, we have dominoes. We have all kinds of different games that are conducted, mostly in the afternoons. But, yeah, I see quite a few that will stay there all day long, and it's a way to get out of the house, get out, stay active, and the social aspect is huge. Even with the lunch meal, a lot of people come there not because they need a meal or necessarily because the price is right. It's really because they want to sit down and get out of the house and meet with their friends.
For folks that really enjoy travel, I know that you have partnered with Journey Travel and have an extensive travel program as well. So folks that are looking for pretty elaborate trips abroad, or maybe something a little closer to home on a day trip, or around the domestically around the country, there's all kinds of excursions and trips planned. So that's something I'm sure that's probably helping you attract maybe a little more younger and active audience as well.
We found that some people join the senior center just for the travel opportunities. And working with Journey Travel has been a great partner with us. In fact, we just got back from the Danube River cruise here about a week and a half ago. And we had 90 folks going on that trip. 2 years ago, we did a Rhine River cruise. We had 95 people on that one. And the only limitation on the numbers is the number of buses it takes to get to the airport, and you can only manage so many folks, getting them overseas and back with all of the things that go on. But we also have a lot of local trips. In fact, we've got a Columbia River Gorge paddle boat trip You know what? It sold out in a matter of 2 weeks. Now we got a waiting list. So you have to check our newsletter to really find out, or our website also posts the travel. But if you become a member, it's $35 a year for an individual, $55 for a couple, $250 for an individual for a lifetime membership. And the advantage of that is you get a newsletter in the mail every month. And so you can keep track of what's going on, all the travel opportunities. And, oh, by the way, there's a crab feed coming up. You want to get your tickets early. You would find that out in our newsletter.
Yeah, you won't get shut out. I know you rely on an extensive network of volunteers. You told me the amount out in the lobby before we got going. I was frankly surprised how many volunteers are helping out. And I imagine a lot of those are members as well, because it's a collective. Let's keep this thing vibrant. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, so we have just shy of 100 volunteers. The bulk of the volunteers are associated with our kitchen, doing the prep work for lunch, the cleanup afterwards. The thrift store's got a tremendous number of volunteers that take the items in, do the sorting, getting everything out on the racks and the shelves. They do a magnificent job for us, and we've got a lot of volunteers who have been with us for a long time. But we also have folks coming in looking for volunteer opportunities, and we try to place them in an area they might be interested in, or some of them just want to help, and we give them a wash rag or an apron, and we put them to work.
Or maybe your organization or business could lend a hand in some way, or with a special project?
Yeah, so I just bring this up because it's on top of my mind right now. We have a bunch of employees from Wells Fargo that come out and help us serve the crab for the crab feed. And so we see a lot of opportunities for businesses to come out and wave their flag, you know, wear their T-shirts, whatever, get a little bit of publicity. And we just appreciate all of that help, because it does take a lot of people to make those events work. In fact, we just had the Kiwanis, area Kiwanis clubs once a year come out and serve lunch on a Saturday. And we just had that a couple weeks ago. And Denny's was involved in that. Brian, the manager of the Denny's here in town, provides a lot of the food and all of that. And we want to give credit where credit's due. So we have a lot of corporate sponsors. They come out. They have lunch with us. They set up a table in the back of the room. They talk to our folks. And some of them bring cookies for dessert. It all works.
Well, Dave, we're going to take one quick break, then we'll be back to let folks know how they could get in contact to be a volunteer, how they could join as a membership, and we'll get them all the contact information to be a part of the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center. You know, if you don't drive up and down Maple, if you kind of think, well, I might be the right age, but I don't think of myself as a senior, there is a whole lot going on there. Maybe it's just simply you'd want to join to take advantage of some great travel opportunities, or you're missing out on one of the most popular restaurants during the lunch hour around town, or maybe the budget's getting a little bit tighter. You're about to go on a fixed income. Boy, what a great opportunity to take advantage of that. There's lots of reasons to take advantage. If you're looking for some great bargains, one of the best thrift stores in town. There's so many reasons to make the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center a regular part of your life, I guess is the best way to put it. So when we come back, we'll get you those important contact points to our Senior Activity Center with Executive Director Dave Tosh on the agenda.
Elevate your awareness. The Radio 560 KPQ.
Well, we're back on the agenda with Dave Tosh, Executive Director of the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center. You know, we didn't mention it. We wouldn't want people to think that there isn't any bingo going on. Wouldn't be a senior activity center without bingo. And, of course, you definitely do that, and I'm sure you get some ample crowds for that.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. We are there's actually three bingo games ongoing in our valley. Cashmere Legion has a bingo on Saturday, the VFW in East Wenatchee on Friday. But our bingo, we draw 70 people plus on average for every Tuesday evening. First number's called at 6 p.m. It's a licensed bingo. We give out cash prizes. Somebody took home $500 here, not last week, the week before. But and we're seeing a lot of new people and younger people coming out to play bingo. It's a lot of fun. We have a snack shack. We serve meals. If you're hungry, you can get whatever you want to eat, and it works well.
And it's very social. Now, a lot of younger people may not necessarily know what bingo is, but it's very social, a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And we've got folks that will play 4 and 5 cards at a time. And, of course, you know, they take up a little bit of room, but we fit everybody in, everybody gets along, it works out really well.
Yeah. If you'd like to become a member, again, I know you kind of touched on that real quick. What's the easiest way to join the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center?
Well, you know, if you come out to the reception desk through the main doors, my office is right there as well, and just talk to the receptionist. And the newsletter has the back cover, has an application on it. And we just have people sit down on the couch and fill it out and give us their application. And if I'm around, I typically will say hi and get to know you. And if I got a few minutes, I'll take you on a tour. We do have a newcomers reception 10 o'clock the second Tuesday of every month. And we love for new folks or people just investigating, come out, listen to what we have to say, and we'll show you around.
All righty. Maybe do a little shopping in the thrift store.
We always make sure the tour ends in the thrift store. Yeah.
They've figured it out. And we also mentioned how popular the lunch hour can be. And because of that, they do kind of suggest that maybe you make some reservations. That way the kitchen staff knows how much food to prepare. That only makes sense with that popular of a destination.
Well, yes, we do need to know how much food to prepare, and it does vary widely. Like I say, some days it could be 70 folks, and other days close to 200. And our preference is that to pick up a copy of our menu at the front desk, and you make sure your name is on it or your names, and you circle the days you're going to come and visit us. We put it into our reservation system, and you don't have to think about it other than we make a copy for you to take home, and if you don't think you're going to make it that day, we ask that you call us and let us know that so we can let others in. Yeah.
All righty. Well, again, the Wenatchee Valley Senior Activity Center, Dave Tosh, the executive director. Dave, we want to make sure folks know where to find you. What's the address?
1312 Maple. You just turn right there at Leonard Evans off of Wenatchee Avenue. Shopko's still there right now. And just wander on down past Cashmere Valley Bank. We're on the right-hand side of the road. Got a nice little reader board up there. Can't miss us.
All righty. Well, it's been at least 6 years since we had John, and it's been too long. And thanks for joining us today on the agenda.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.